Mara here. I'm at the Royal College of Music, and I've just run into Lindsay Kemp, who's just been talking about Haydn for the last half hour or so. Now, Lindsay, I've been chatting to a few people in the queue, and the word on the street, as it were, seems to be that most people are here largely for the Shostakovich. And I have to make a terrible confession, I'm one of them. So why should people be equally as excited about Haydn? Can you sell Haydn to me?
First of all, shame on you.
I know, it's awful.
Haydn is one of possibly the half dozen greatest composers in Western music. There's no, in my mind, there's no doubt about that. He ranks with Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and Handel and Wagner and Stravinsky. He's one of the major names in Western music. I can understand your point about people coming for the Shostakovich tonight. They're coming to hear a big symphony orchestra play a big symphony.
One of the best symphony orchestras in the world, no
less. Exactly, to play a big symphony, and that's the attraction. And they're also playing a Haydn symphony, but that's great, because these people are going to hear a piece by one of the very greatest composers. And what makes Haydn so great? Well, there are so many things. He's intellectually, he's an immensely intellectual composer. His achievement as a composer is
absolutely. Just the sheer amount of great music that he managed to churn out is incredible.
What he achieved is crucial to the development of Western music as well.
Definitely.
He made the symphony what it is today. He made the string quartet what it is. Shostakovich's 10th symphony, we wouldn't have it if it hadn't been for Haydn. But his music is life-affirming, makes you feel good in a very real, deep-down way, not a superficial way. It makes you feel good, it makes you laugh, it can make you cry, and it's almost always beautiful.
Well, that's really good to know, and thanks very much for talking to me, and enjoy the concert.